It is not just a question of sending people, though it is vital to send people. But we need Ebola treatment units. We need healthcare workers. We need medevac capacity. We need mobile laboratory and staff. We need non-medical support, telecommunications, generators, incinerators, public communications capacity, training, construction. We also need large assistance of health system strengthening, of cash that countries could contribute, budget support, food, other humanitarian efforts, and we need ways of getting that equipment to people. All of these things are frankly urgent in order to be able to quickly move to contain the spread of Ebola. We need airlines to continue to operate in West Africa, and we need borders to remain open, and we need to strengthen the medevac capacity. We need countries to contribute more Ebola treatment centers, and we need other African countries with the capacity to send responders to join the effort, and we need to make sure that the healthcare workers who go are properly trained. Now, as you can see in the next slide to my left here, this gives you a sense of who has contributed and what they have contributed. And the fact is that the United Kingdom and the United States between them have contributed $120 million to the United Nations response. There are smaller countries that have stepped up to the plate. Some quite remarkably, some smaller countries are contributing way above their per capita population compared to other countries. But the fact is, more countries can and must step up in order to make their contributions felt. And this chart tells the story. Those are not enough countries to make the difference to be able to deal with this crisis. And we need more nations. Every nation has an ability to do something on this challenge. The next chart will show the, as you see, we have a shortfall still of some $300 million. The United Nations has identified $1 billion in urgent needs, which is what it reflected in that pie chart. The World Bank has put in 22%, the USA has put in 11%, private sector 10%, others, and you can see the tally. But this unfunded is a critical component of our ability to be able to meet this challenge. And we need people to step up now. Now is the time for action, not words. And frankly, there is not a moment to waste in this effort.